A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, February the 15th, 2017. Welcome to Live Talk. Today we have suspended the Women's Roundtable for a while until next week because today we're talking about the legacy of the late Morgan Richard Tsvangirai. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And today on Live Talk we are discussing the death of Zimbabwe's longest serving opposition leader and former Prime Minister Morgan Richard Tsvangirai, who lost his battle to colon cancer yesterday. What are your views on the issue?
To join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And a Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 154.55 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming on all our Facebook platforms. So please join us on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele and VOA Studio 7 so you can join in the conversation.
Mugabe and ZANU-PF think that they will win it. But in the face of unfree and unfair conditions, I don't think the forthcoming election will be legitimate. It doesn't matter who wins.
I recognize the honor you have bestowed on me. I know the depth of your feelings, and I know the nation's expectations.
Pana!
Taunga nira nechi pana. Taunga nira kutimunzugisi se kutinera zvinorevei.
We in the MDC have resolved that we will no longer participate in this violent, illegitimate sham of an election process.
Okay, guys, okay.
I want to assure you that the people's victory is assured in spite of the regime's attempts to subvert the people's will through other fraudulent activities that have been unearthed.
I have signed this agreement because I believe it represents the best opportunity for us to build a peaceful, prosperous, democratic Zimbabwe.
I, Morgan Richard Tsvangirai, do swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Zimbabwe and observe the laws of Zimbabwe. So help me God.
Takateerera zvamakadimanda. Takateerera kuti for everything else to happen in this country, tinoda kuti ma opposition parties mubatane.
Welcome. If you're just joining us today on Live Talk, we are discussing the death of Zimbabwe's longest serving opposition leader and former Prime Minister Morgan Richard Tsvangirai, who lost his battle with colon cancer yesterday. The late Tsvangirai disclosed his condition in June 2016. What are your views on the issue?
And Morgan Richard Tsvangirai was born on the 10th of March 1952 in Gutu, Maswingo Province. He rose from humble beginnings with only a high school education, often coming under ridicule from the ruling ZANU-PF party under the leadership of former President Robert Mugabe. He rose from this to become one of Zimbabwe's most formidable political and influential figures, earning national, regional and international recognition and respect.
Morgan Tsvangirai was the first of nine children from the union of Tsvangirai Chibwe Tsvangirai and Lydia Zvaipa. His rise to national prominence arose from his days as the Secretary General of Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, in 1988, where he led national strikes for the betterment of the country's workers.
The late Tsvangirai won the hearts of many Zimbabweans who said he was down to earth and he was relatable with the zest of fighting for democracy of a country he was never to lead as president. He was a former member of the ruling ZANU-PF and became a force to reckon with when the ZCTU he led transitioned into a political party in 1999 with him as its founding president.
And the late Tsvangirai was in opposition for almost 20 years, with the core of his message being centered on change and the ousting of the then president Robert Mugabe. Mugabe has since left office following a military intervention in November 2017.
Following Mugabe's ouster, ZANU-PF is still in power under the leadership of former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Tsvangirai pressed on with his message of change, promising his loyal supporters victory over ZANU-PF despite his failing health.
On that note, I think we'll stop, you know, with the obituary, because we have an in-studio guest who has covered Tsvangirai over the years. And we have Blessing Zulu right here in the studio. You know, we decided that we wanted you to join us so you can take us through. We saw the video that was played before we came on, chronicling the legacy of the late Richard Morgan Tsvangirai from when he started to where we saw him, you know, rallying the parties together to form the MDC Alliance. What's your take on what we're seeing unfolding in Zimbabwe right now?
I think what's unfolding now is rather unfortunate. I've personally known Mr. Tsvangirai since 1997, when I was one of the student leaders alongside the likes of Nelson Chamisa, Lenmo Jongwe, Fortune Muguni, I think he's now known as Daniel Molokele, Job Skalawiwa, Tafazwa Msekiwa, and others. So, many Zimbabweans are saying, he was relatable. Rate him as the president that Zimbabwe never had. Fortunate passing on of Mr. Tsvangirai is rather coming also at a very, very bad time for Zimbabwe. Many were hoping that after Mr. Mugabe was ousted by a de facto military coup, maybe things will change for the better, but you are seeing that Mr. Tsvangirai is gone. There's infighting within his party. It's a problem. It's a dark day for the nation.
Yes, and today you did speak to the MDCT leadership, including the acting vice presidents, Matsuri, and the secretary general, Monsora. So when you say it was promising after the ouster of President Mugabe that MDCT might come into power, from your interviews, do you get a feeling that things may not turn out for the best?
Unfortunately, because what we are seeing is that the party is divided. The nation is united because, for example, you've seen President Emmerson Mnangagwa actually sending his condolence message to the Tsvangirai family, and also saying that the state is going to assist the Tsvangirai family. I think this is the first time that this has happened, that the government would actually assist an opposition leader who has died. So this is significant. And Mr. Mnangagwa on his part, he was also saying that ZANU-PF, the ruling party, had differences with the opposition MDC, but he admired Mr. Tsvangirai for remaining consistent on the issue of holding free and fair elections. So in his statement, he promised that he's going to bring together all opposition parties to talk about the election that is coming in July. So that is part of the Tsvangirai legacy. But the same, unfortunately, is not happening in his party, where, you know, there are three vice presidents, Nelson Chamisa, Tokozani Kupe, and also Elias Mudzuri, and there are already squabbles amongst these three, which is rather disturbing.
What do these squabbles mean? We saw today there was a meeting that was called. The National Council, I think, said, you know, they resolved that they are going to actually appoint Nelson Chamisa as acting president for the next 12 months. How is this being received? What does it mean for the MDC?
I think that also could have been avoided, because you saw that in that particular National Council, some members did not attend. One of the vice president, or two of the vice presidents, Mudzuri and Kupe, were not part of that. The Secretary General, Monzora, we understand, left in a half. And the party spokesperson,
Obed Gutu,
did not even attend. So I think you can call it the Chamisa faction that said you can act in that capacity, but it's a party divided.
But again, we understand that the National Council meeting was about 190 attended out of 215. Would you call that a faction? It seems like it was quite a large number. Do you think Mr. Chamisa has a lot of support there?
He might be having the support, but, you know, we are dealing with politicians. They usually massage the numbers. You know, his opponents are saying some of the people who were in attendance are not even members of the National Council. So it's difficult to actually say, but what we can say for certain is that it's a party that is divided. That does not do well for the legacy of Tsvangirai that the nation must be celebrating at this time.
Tisataenda kwauri tichidzoka kwauri blessing regai timbo chingamidza vari pachirongwa pari zvino kune avo vachangopinda pano pa live talk tiri kutaura isu nerufu rwava Morgan Tsvangirai kuti rinorevei kunyaya dzematongerwo enyika uyezve kungoti rinoreveiwo kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvirimo munyika nekunze vanga vakatarisira kuti vatsvangirai ndo vachange vakamira pasarudzo dzegore rino saka ndo zvatiri kuseya uyezve zvataona zvichiitika nhasi apo tanzwa kuti vaNelson Chamisa vagadzwa ivo sa acting president ne National Council yavo nhasi muHarare asi panga pasina vamwewo vatevedzeri vemutungamiri vatsvangirai vanoti vaElias Mudzuri navatokozani Kupe ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa tiri kunzwa kuti tine mumwe muteereri pari zvino regai tiende kwavari tisatadzoka kwaurista hello.
Actually we do have a guest here. Linjani Numzana Moyo. Yeah, I see a pillar long Austin Moyo umnumzana Austin Moyo is patamanda say MDCT South Africa. Yeah, ubambe konapo mbicha na itung when inzapenduga go. Ye nginga penduki ntando kutshela laba basanduku sithoma ukuthi lamuhla kuhlelo lwethu le live talk sixoxa ngodaba oluthelela usizi kakhulu kwabanengi ukubhubha kuka mnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai obekhokhela ibandla le-MDCT kanye lomanyano we-MDC Alliance. Nithemba iningi lenu selizwile ukuthi umnumzana Tsvangirai ubhubhe izolo kwele-South Africa ngemva kokulwisana lo mkhuhlane wemvukuzane yamathumbu njalo sokukuningi kakhulu okwenzakaleyo lokhu ebhubhile abaningi besithi kulokulwisana kule ngxabangxoza phakathi kwebandla lakhe ngoba abasekeli bakhe bangani bayalwisana bafuna ukuthatha isikhundla sakhe njalo lamhla sibonile ukuthi e-Harvest House uhlangene ikhansili enkulu yaleli bandle National Council yakhetha ukuthi umnumzana Chamisa omnye wabasekeli abe nguye osaphethe isikhundla sikamnumzana Tsvangirai kodwa abanye abavumelani lalokhu njalo omunye nobhala jikelele umnumzana Douglas Monzora uthe uyakusola kakhulu lokhu ngoba kukho emthethweni ukuthi bemkhethe njalo kakulandelwanga isisekelo sombuso njalo sakhumbula ukuthi umnumzana Monzora ligqwetha kukanti umnumzana Mdzuri laye uthi hayi akumelanga kwenziwe njalo abanye bathi usanda ukungcwatshwa nje kungani behle bagijimela ukuthi kwenziwe lokhu ngakho kuningi okwenzakala ku-MDC okungani akulakuzwisisana kuhle kodwa kwakhathesi hhayi kukhangelelwe ukuthi isidumbu sakhe singabuya sivela kwele-South Africa kusasa ngolwesihlanu kumbe ngomgqibelo ukuthi size ekhaya lapho-ke sokuzakhulunywa ukuthi kuzayenzakalani phambili kodwa kwakhathesi nje sisacubungula imbali kamnumzana Tsvangirai ukuthi wenzani ngoba baningi kakhulu abakhulume kuhle ngaye. Ye njengoba kutsho kwamisi lo mnumzana Moyo ecingweni umnumzana Moyo isiphathamandla se MDCT eSouth Africa siyakwamukela njalo Mr. Moyo.
Ngibonge ngibingelele kuwena ngibingelele futhi nabalalela.
Ye ungasitshela ukuthi kwenzakalani khona ngapho eSouth Africa lokho ekubhubhe umnumzana Tsvangirai.
Njengoba nje kungena ucingo lwakho kade sihleli ngale ngemuva lapha endlini ka-Edwin ingane kaTsvangirai khona umama kaTsvangirai la nomunye umfowabo ka-Edwin nobhuti kaTsvangirai lo mncane bakhona bonke nje lapha kunabantu abazile abazobamba izandla ugcwele nje abantu bakhona ngemuva baphakama bayakhuluma ngempilo kaTsvangirai ukuthi ube umuntu onjani so uma sihleli lana kusho ukuthi besihlela nje nokuthi kuzosetshenzwa kanjani sizobe sine memorial service kusasa yovela kune church lapho opposite i recreation center yovela siqala ngo 4 la abantu be aba around abakhona ukuthi basondele bangafika because isidumbu sona sizosukuma lapha nge Saturday sifia eHarare sizona.
Yeah, and
okay, abantu ke sihleli sila sibungaza yona impilo kaTsangirai because uTsangirai bengike ngasho nje kwabanye kade bengitshaziyo ukuthi udele impilo yakhe wamela abantu baseZimbabwe. Akekho omunye umuntu ku-opposition oke wa ophilayo noma ongasekho oke wamisana nomgabe wawina i-election. Kodwa i-MDC iwinile i-election ngo-2008 ikhokhelwa uTsangirai. Leyo yinto ayishiye emuva esizosala nathi sizichayise ngayo.
Kulungile mnumzana Moyo. Ngubambe mbijana umlomo lapho yethu sathi sesingena futhi sizakubuza lowo mbuzo oyembali yakhe lokuthi likhangeleleni. Kodwa ungazisa abanye abangazwa ukuthi isiNdebele nje briefly in English ukuthi where are you are now, what are you doing and what are the plans? Njengalokho okukhuluma isiNdebele.
Okay. Yeah, currently we are in Randburg at Edwin Tsangirai's house, who is the son to the late Dr. Morgan Tsangirai. Tsangirai's mother is here. The younger brother to Tsangirai is here, and the other young son. They are all here, and there are other relatives as well with them. And there is a gathering of all the supporters, the progressive organizations that are around here in Johannesburg. We have come to say their condolences. They are busy now at the back, standing up, talking about the life of Dr. Morgan Tsvangirai and his contribution to the struggle for democracy in Zimbabwe.
So what are the arrangements? I heard you talking about a church service. What other arrangements are being made right now?
The arrangements, mainly we are preparing for a memorial service because he passed away in the soil of South Africa. We thought it would be of benefit for the people who are in South Africa to be able at least to attend a memorial service before the body leaves. So in tomorrow at 4 o'clock, we will be in Yovel. There is a church there. They call it the Gospel Church. It's just opposite the recreation center in Yovel on Yewo Street. We'll start at 4 o'clock, and we've invited quite a lot of people, including dignitaries and local ambassadors in South Africa from foreign countries to come and also say their last respect, because the body will leave for Zimbabwe on Saturday. And then when we hand over to Zimbabwe, the proceedings now will carry on from there, leading to the funeral, of which the date is still being debated.
Thank you very much. If you can hold on. Kunewo vakateerera tiri kunzwaye zvinezvi kuti pane hurongwa hwekuti mangwana paitwe ipo munamato pachechi inonzi Yovel Gospel vari muSouth Africa. Vari kuti na 4 o'clock mangwana pachange pane munamato. Mushure mezvo pozoitwa gadziriro yekuti mutumbi wavatsvangirai uzoendeswa kumusha nemusi wemugovera, musi weSaturday. Tombo yakwauri Blessing, uri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa neavo vari kumba kwavatsvangirai. Iwe wakatarisa zviri kuitika mapisha-pisha ari kuitika imomo muMDC. Pachivanhu zvaifanira kunge zvabatwa sei zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika izvi?
Kazhinji panotarisirwa kuti kana zvinhu zvadai, zvimwe zvematongerwo enyika zvaimbomiswa kana kwemwedzi kana mavhiki maviri, vanhu vachiita mubatira pamwe chuma chomuzukuru kuona kuti voita sei. Asi ndinofunga kuti zvinenge zvakanaka kuti tinyanyo taure nezvavatsvangirai, kwete ava vanenge vari kuda kutora chigaro ichi. Asi tinofunga kuti vakuru vandinotaurawo navo vanenge vanoti kana padai zvinenge zvichida kuti vanhu vambomira, vomboita zvekuchema Then kana maguzoda kuitawo zvamunozoita mozoita asi munaradzikwa.
Yes, and from your interviews today, what is the outlook? Do you think it will be a peaceful burial, no threats, nothing, from the interviews you have conducted?
We just hope for the best. Of course, people are not agreeing. They are agreeing to disagree. But we hope, you know, Tsvangirai was a man of peace. In 2008, many actually thought that he had won that election. Mm-hmm. Remember, ZEC did not release results for 21 days, and he was patient. Even President Mnangagwa acknowledged that decision by him to join the government of national unity was key in actually ensuring that there was peace in the nation. So as part of his legacy, I think it is important that the burial be as peaceful as possible.
Mm-hmm. And before we move on, ngizwa kuthiwa silomlaleli ecingweni. Linjani isikhumbuzo?
Siyaphila mama njani?
Yeah, abani kanye ibizo lakho senza kubiza ngelokuqala nje kodwa ngakwazi thunga ubuthi Sikhumbuzo ungapi
ngomhlaba? Yeah, ngumlalazi uDumani ngiseEngland.
England. Yeah, ungasinika ofuna ukusiphakulela khona kulolu da.
Ubuhlungu into eyenzakala ekhaya uyakuthangirayo indoda ebisebenza nabantu.
Mhm.
Kokhela abantu especially abantu bakithi esiNdebeleni nabantu bakithi esiKhalangeni. Esiphila sithembe kuye ngoba kahle kahle mina la ngikhulele khona sikaze sibone izikheli evela kugovernment. We were just like the abandoned area. So uba kuTsvangirai besifike la khona manje nokukhala kwabantu abaphila kanjani. Yiko ke mina ngikhala ngokuthi ngabe igovernment le ekhona manje ngoba ukushona nje sine government entsha kuthiwa igovernment entsha le nkokwele khona bezothi ma engumuntu onothando. Asavele atsho ukuthi uTsvangirai umuntu weZimbabwe, umuntu omele ekhalelwe njengabantu bonke noma bezani uma beshonile siyabakhalela naye. UTsvangirai makathole khona ukuthi akhalele naye njengenkokhelo enkulu ekhokhela abantu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wena ulilunga le-MDC wafika njani khona ngapho eNgilandi njalo utsho ngani ukuthi wayincedisa kakhulu abantu besiNdebeleni?
UTsvangirai bekhokhela ibandla le-MDC.
Mm-hmm.
Mina angisi njengalilunga le-MDC manje ngaphuma ku-MDC ngibona nje abantu ukugqekezela kungasayikhanyi ukuthi abangwani.
Mm-hmm.
UTsvangirai ebemane ukuthi abantu ukubambana kwabantu kungakhulizwe lakithi. Ngokuthi abantu bakithi baphile nje bengasihlekisa khona manje ngakhangela iregion esadak izwe elisemuva kakhulu eZimbabwe ngokudonselana okukhona eHarare.
Mhm.
Yebo.
Hayi, sizwile umbono wakho, sibongile kakhulu ukuthi ukusixhasa kuhle.
Ngiyabonga dadwethu.
Yeah, that was a caller marvelous from the UK. This is Sikhumbuzo Mlalazi. He's saying they've lost a hero. He was a man of the people. He used to visit the rural areas there in Plumtree, in rural Matabele land, and he really is says he's in grief.
Mm. Blessing Tombo Zukira Kwauri. Tinoona legacy ya vaTsvangirai takaona vachinyora bhuku. Zvii zvakanyorwa mubhuku irori zvavangarambe vachirangarirwa nezvazvo muupenyu hwavo.
Mubhuku ravo iri pane mabhuku matatu akanyorwa andoziva nezvenhoroondo yavaTsvangirai. Uye unorangarira mavhilasi kuti mazuva mavhiki matatu apfuura vanenge vakataura futi pane imwe mashoko avakaburisa kuvatori venhau kana kuti imwe statement kuti vari kunyora rimwe bhuku. Handizivi kuti ranga rapera here, ranga rasvika papi. Saka iroro rikabuda anogona kunge kana kuti mashanu. Asi mune ravakanyora vachibatsirwa navaWilliam Bango, Mushakabvu Bango, yanga iri ngano nyorwa yeupenyu hwavo kuti ivo vakabva kupi. Vachitaura kuti vabereki babavo vange vachiveza ndo vakaita kuti vavakurudzira kuti vaende kuchikoro vachizonosenza kuTrojan Mine, vachizoenda kuZCTU, kupinda kwavakaita munyaya dzeMDC, makuru avakaita, zvavanoshuvira. Saka tinoona sekuti imomo mubhuku ravakarenganonyorwa yavo yeupenyu hwavo ravakaita navabangu iri mune zvakawanda zvavanoshuvira tichitarisa nyaya yeutongo hwejekerere kunyanya zvokuti vanhu vanokwanisa kuti vaverenge mafungiro avo mubhuku ravo. Ndinotoriona sedura bhukirori tichitarisa nyaya dzematongerwo enyika dzeutongo hwejekerere.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Tine muteereri vari panhare pari zvino. Regai timboenda kwavari. Hallo. Hallo. Taura yenyu star yenyu nekwamuri mubva matipawo pfungwa yenyu nenyaya iri mudariro.
Okay, Mukoma Blessing makadii?
Mukoma Blessing hanzi makadiko.
Aiwa, tiripo makadiwo.
Aiwa, tinofara. Mukoma Blessing, ndichiona zvese zviri kuitika izvi. Tarasikirwa negamba guru chaizvo mubvitangire tikurwadziwa tine tariro. But what I want to put in first and foremost is a green light. As MDC, we were already prepared. In Tsvangirai before he died, he told the world that we need the upcoming generation that he groomed. And also, I want to encourage the Tsvangirai family that they've never been in politics. They mustn't be involved in politics. If Tsvangirai is the one, he wanted his family to be involved in politics. He should have introduced any of his relatives in politics all these years, in 20 years. So we must mourn the deceased and forget about these politics. Let the politicians be politicians. This thing of being used and want to bring and tear apart MDC is not going to work. As you can see today, the situation in Harare, everyone is behind Chamisa. All these stories that they are being brought of Elizabeth, Tsvangirai is our hero. Stop confusing us, especially media. Whatever they are giving to the people is wrong. But the people of Zimbabwe, they know what they want. We are all behind Chamisa.
Saka Mukoma James, regai timbokubatai muromo ipapo. Imi muri kuti vatori venhau ndo vari kuwanikwa vachitaura zvisina kusarukana here? Muri kuti chii?
Yes. What was Mutumwa Mawiri doing with Tsvangirai family?
They
want to confuse the nation. What was he doing with the nation, with the family of Tsvangirai? We never saw Mawiri in MDC ever since. Why now?
Saka imi,
what was the good message from him?
Tichienda mberi zvii zvamungade kuona zvichiitika, nokuti tinoona kuti pari zvino pane mapisha-pisha mubato renyu iri reMDCT.
Hakuna mapisha-pisha. Kune vanhu varida kukonzeresa mapisha-pisha. But I can tell you, I'm going to tell the whole nation, we know what we want and we are ready for the election.
Aiwa,
Azorora,
pakanaka.
Our sacrifice, Chamisa is coming and everyone is rallying behind Chamisa.
Aiwa, pakanaka.
He can't even talk in front of people. He can't even talk. And even Tsvangirai, he said it before he died. And these are the same people who were fighting for Tsvangirai, for him to name his successor. And he groomed Chamisa. He loved Chamisa. He has been with Chamisa since. And they are the same people on Obed Kutu. They are the same people who were giving pressure for Mugen Tsvangirai not to express his feeling. But as we know, and as youth of Zimbabwe, and as old Zimbabweans, we know what we want, and we are rallying behind Chamisa. If there's anyone who can doubt this, let's wait and see.
Aiwa, tinokutendai Mukoma James, muve nezuva rakanaka.
And marvelous. I understand we have our next guest, Honorable Tabitha Khumalo. She's the deputy spokesperson for the MTCT. But before I go to her, I'll pose this question to you, Mr. Moyo, before we take Makhumalo. As the MDCT South Africa branch, where do you stand about what's happening back home? We see there's some disagreements between the vice presidents, the acting vice presidents of the MDCT. What do you say about that?
Okay, first I will correct that I'm in the South African branch. No, I'm not. I was appointed by Mokgen Tsvangirai as the shadow ambassador for MDC in South Africa.
Okay.
I don't deal with the structures.
All right.
I deal with the advocacy and the diplomacy and things like that. So as my office is not directly involved in the politics, although I've been there, I understand what is happening.
Right. When we're talking previously...
Okay,
you can continue.
We have Chamisa responsible for the alliance and also for policy. we have Mzuri responsible for organizing, and Dr. Tolozani Kupe responsible for administration. And MDC has a constitution, and everything is outlined in the constitution, even including succession is outlined in the constitution. So I think sanity will prevail, and we'll be able to guide ourselves. Because at this point in time, I think our main focus should actually be on laying to rest our dear leader, and not focus on whatever fighting is within MDC. I think for me, that is the major focus that we should be doing right now, because he's not even buried. So to talk about positions at this stage, I think is very unfair.
And before this, you were actually talking about elections and the prospects of MDC winning. What exactly were you saying? Because we cannot differentiate or alienate the MDCT from politics and the oncoming elections. What were you saying about the elections and the MDCT participation? And you cannot talk about the participation without talking about what's going on. So if you are in it, you are in it.
Yes, I understand that. As the MDC, we will participate in the elections that are coming in July. And we have well-learned leaders within the MDC who understand also our constitution. Before long, we'll be able to correct all these machinations that are within the party, and we'll be able to get into the elections and win the elections.
How will that be corrected, and by whom?
We are watching, and we are going to be able to assist in the process, in the transitional process.
Thank you very much for your time. You want to pose a question?
No, not really. There is a caller. Mkoma Tototai, pindaye nyumchirongwa.
Ninotine na moje mkoma nai sismafilas.
Aiwa, zaonekwa. Mkoma Tototai, tutora ne mimuri kupi?
Ndiri ku London ku Britain trungo chema vatsvangirai kwatiri vanga vachingori baba vatatarisira chinongorwadza inguva yavashaya hatirambi kuti munhu anofa asi nguva yacho ndoyatinetsa kuti takuswedera pasarudzo munhu akashanda nyaya dzekuti munyika musungunuke ofa here nyika yapedyo kuti isvike ngayatinoda ndo panongotirwadza chete.
Saka mazwi api enyaradzwa mungade kupa kumhuri yasiyiwa navatsvangirai uye zvine mhuri yeMDCT?
Mhuri yeMDC toramba tichingoshinga nemabasa avatsvangirai. Kungoramba tichiita ngatichi zvido zvavo zvavakashanda kumakore akawanda ndo zvakakosha kuti tiramba tichitombosiyana nenyaya dzokurwirana zvigaro ndo chimwe chakakosha ndokuti tikarwa zvita kuti tikundwe nezano PF panozouya sarudzo majulai papa inotobva tisi tinongoruza sangatibatane kuti musangano uzokunda musarudzo chinova chido chavatsvangirai.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma Tototai. Regai timboenda kuna Blessing, uri kunzwa zvazvo kutaura.
Before we go to Blessing, sorry, let's just pose a question to we have Tabitha Khumalo, remember? She's still holding. Makhumalo, ungasitshela ukuthi kwenzakalani lapho khona kathesi ngokubhubha kwamnumzana Tsvangirai, njalo bathini abantu khona ngapha?
Zulu kandaba njengelizwe laseZimbabwe nomhlaba jikelele namhlanje izwe lethu lahlekelwe liqhawe lamaqhawe ubaba uTsvangirai. Okwenzakalayo yikuthi namhlanje njengebandla leMDC sihlangene njenge-standing committee, sahlangana njenge-national council, national executive le-national council ukuthi sicubungule okwenzakeleyo lokulwa lokhu elikhuluma ngakho. Kodwa ngingachazululi khonokho, ngile nkinga yokuthi lokhe kwaqalisa ukungezwani elikhuluma ngakho ebandleni lethu. Angikaze ngilizwe likhuluma ngesisekelo sombuso sebandla le-MDC ukuthi uma mina ngingithavita ngenze konke engabe ngikwenziwe okubonwa ngabalandeli ukuthi kuwrong, isisekelo sethu sona sithini? Aseqinisi ingene eMzantsi Afrika namhlanje. Bekukhulunywa ngodaba lokukhipha kukaZuma. I-ANC ibisebenzisa isisekelo sombuso sabo bahlangana njenge-National Executive Council. Akula muntu okwafika ukuthi lokhu elikwenzile kurongo yesokutheni. Mina isifiso sami ngesokuthi uma lisiqala, siqaleni likhangele isisekelo sombuso. Ebandleni lethu, i-standing committee, lapho sihlala khona thina esavotelwayo, yiyo kuthiwa ngesilungu i-implementing committee, i-committee ethatha eyakuvele kwi-national council ibisukuqaqada ekufake kuzulu. I-national executive yethu i-recommending committee ezathatha izinto thina elithe sizenze kwi-standing committee sizihambise ku-national executive icubungule. Ibisilungisa ukuthi hayi lapha yenzani so yenzani so, kodwa kabanamandla okuthi basitshele ukuthi sikwenze ngaphandle nxa sihambe ku-National Council.
Ye, ngubambe umlomo khonapho. Siphinde saxoxa lo mnumzana Douglas Monzora laye uthi i-National Council yenu ayilandelanga isisekelo sombuso. Kule sisekelo zombuso ezingaki njalo esiyiso esiqotho isiphi?
Angikwazi ukuthi nxa isitsho njalo uthutshoni, ngoba sonke siyazi ekuqaleni kwalindaba ubaba uTsvangirai wakhetha ubaba uChamisa bemJuri esithi ngesilungu waba-appointa ebengavotelwanga. Kwaphuma abalandeli bethu ababili bahamba baye emakhoti besiya kuthi bona okwenziwe ngubaba kuRoma. Yacubungula udaba lolu emakhoti. Ikhothi yaphendula yathi hayi akulanto embayenzileyo, ulandele isisekelo, ngoba isisekelo sathi sona ulamandla okuthi akhiphe kumbe afake abantu ku-standing committee. Nxa esebakhethile kumele ahambe ku-National Council ayabatsheli ukuthi yikho asekubonile. I-National Council section 18.1 and 2 ithi yona i-National Council ilamandla okuthi ivume yale kumbe intshintshe ngabe kuziwe ngobaba uTsvangirai. So njengoba emakhoti kwathi wakatacala isisekelo esisebenzileyo yisisisekelo esasisebenzisayo sisiyazidifenda edabeni lokuthi ukhetheleni ubaba uChamisa nomJuri bekungaphandle komthetho wayiyina le. So into abayikhuluma yiphi? Yiso sona esisisekelo. Isisekelo sonke sithi sona uma ubaba njengoba esebhubhile wenze ukuthi sifake omunye, kumele sikhethe u-acting vice president abe nguye ozabamba intambo okwenyanga ezingu-12. Isisekelo sitsho njalo. Besabhalwa nguye ubaba uMonzora, ngoba yiwo amagqwetha ethu athi nxa sibhalisise ingasivela ku-Congress sesifaka ama-resolutions ethu ku-constitution yibaba kwenzayo. Namhla nguye sesithi kungaphandle kwesisekelo siphi manje. Angazumbeni lesakhe thina singasaziyo.
Yes, siyabonga ubambe khonapho Nkosazana Khumalo. Blessing, what are your views on the issue of the MDCT constitution? The varying views, the people we talk to, they all cite the constitution, like what Ms. Khumalo is saying. She's saying the National Council followed the party's constitution when they elected Chamisa today. And but we hear some others saying the constitution was not followed. What do you see when you make your interviews? Do you find that the which constitution are they talking about? How many constitutions are they?
And fortunately, I think one of Mr. Tsvangirai's former advisors, Alex Magaisa, who is a constitutional law expert, put it well that there are weaknesses in that particular constitution. So really, I would say who is wrong, who is right.
Anyone can interpret it the
yes,
way they want.
That's where we stand. I think that's why there's so much confusion, because if you ask some in the party, they will tell you that obviously it has to be Madame Coupe, because she's the only constitutionally elected vice president of the three. Others would also tell you that maybe it's Chamisa. He might have been anointed by the late Tsvangirai and Mudzuri claiming the same. So I think really it's up to the members of the party themselves to elect their own leader and resolve the crisis.
Mm. We have a caller on the line. Regaitende kuna mkoma admit. Mkoma admit ipindai pachirongwa tinzwi.
Hey, makadi wa mshamarara.
Aiwa atiri wadi zvedu muri kunzwa iri mugango iyi tipewo maonero enyu nezvatiri kuona zviri kuitika izvi. Tinoona takarasikirwa navatsvangirai nezuro mushure mekurwara nechirwere chegomarara. Uyezve nhasi taona pane zvanga zviri kuitika kubato reMDC. Imi munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi?
Pakutanga reganditi ndino kurombo nezvaitika zvakare ndinoti vatsvangirai ngavazorore mugare tarasikirwa zvikuru ne mumiriri wedemokrasi munyika yeZimbabwe mumiriri wekodzero dzevanhu munyika yeZimbabwe munhu anga ane muono wanga uri nani pamusoro pekubudirira kweZimbabwe zvakare regai nditi zviri kuitika MDC maonero evanhu zvinoitika zvekuti inini angu inini ndikatarisa madeputy president anga aripo pazvino vatamisa vamudzuri zvisinei nekuti how they have hold the their positions navakupe na amaikupe hazvinei kuti kupe vakaelektwa. These two were elected, were nominated by the late president Tsvangirai hazvina azomaka. But maonero angu regatitarise kuti vanogona kutiendesa mberi ndevapi pakati pevatatu apa vatatu ava. Inini maonero angu ndivako kuti vachamisa vanogona kutiendesa mberi nemadzisiro andikuita ruzhinji kuti runoona sei uye rutsigiro rwuri kuvanhu vapi kana tikatarisa vamudzuri vamudzuri havana got nothing to offer. Amai kupe have got nothing to offer to MDC. He is not known.
Aiwa idzo ipfungwa dzenyu mukoma admit pane vamwewo vari kutaurawo zvakasiyana asi pari zvino tomboti tinotenda nekuti nhasi toda kupa vazhinji kuti vauye vachitaura saka imi muchingobva pari kuuya zvemumwe muteereri akamira pari zvino tinotenda mukoma admit. Okay. Tine mumwe muteereri vaka regai tinzwe kuti ndivani. Hello.
Hello, madi.
Chivai mataura zita renyu mubva mataura kuti muri kupi mubva matipawo maonero enyu enyaya iri mugango iyi.
Ine ndoitwa mifenga bemaonga ndiri kukariba.
Kukariba? Ah, kwakadiko kukariba?
Kukariba kuri kupisa.
Saka muri kuona sei zviri kuitika izvi?
Nyaya iri kuitika ndiri yangode kutanga kutaura inyaya yekungoti tarasikira. Wozi muZimbabwe hatisina zve kuve munhu anogona kumira achiopoza hurumende iri muZimbabwe sekuchinga kwakaita vatsvangirai. Saka tiri kunyatsoona kuti tarasikirwa zvisingaiti. Saka tese tiri pakuchema. Saka hatitingatarisire kuti tiri pakuchema kudaro tombotanga tarwisana nyaya yezvigaro. Wozi tikadaro zvinhu zvakuratidza kuti taitokuchidzira budai vatsvangirai vafa tawana zvigaro. Saka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti ngatimbotange tachema gamba tovaviga tavaviga tozosara ndokunga hakuna pati isina mutemo. Mutemo unotaura kuti kana zvichinzi iyo federal committee ndo ichazosarudza ati noti nawo munhu aine a day after taifanira kutombomirira toviga tapedza kuviga takanganwa tozoenda manje totanga kusarudzana panyaya yezvigaro. Ini ndokuti zviri kuitika zviri rongo nyange zvazvo tese tichida vanelson chamisa nekuti tinoziva kuti ndivo vakamira neMDC kwenguva yakareba but dai vanga vamboti mirei zvishoma tambotanga taviga vatsvangirai nekuti tese tine misodzo matama saka nyaya yezvigaro
Aiwa.
Tinoita urere.
Tinokutenda ichaizvo nokuti nhasi tine vazhinji vada kupinda pachirongwa saka maita yenyu uyezve tinomurambai muchitsigira chirongwa.
Aiwa tinokutenda zvishika.
Sir, our caller there, Kadema Unga, the last one, in fact, the first one said that he feels, you know, the baton stick should be given to somebody younger who can take the party forward. But then Mr. Kadema Unga, who I just spoke to, said no. According to what he feels people should have just been mourning the late Tsvangirai for now. And then go into trying to get the right person to, you know, run with the baton and also
later
to be
on.
Able, yes, later on, not right now. So he feels, you know, people have not given time for the dust to settle and for people to mourn Tsvangirai quietly and without
before
fighting for
that.
Positions. Yes.
Right. On that note, let's have your last word, Mr. Moyo, before we can let you go. What exactly, you said there will be a memorial service and you are expecting several dignitaries here. Who exactly has confirmed and what else are you going to do?
The memorial service is mainly for the people who are around here because Dr. Tsvangirai passed on the South African soil. We interact with the European Union embassies and other African embassies, especially within SADC. I have not checked with my assistant how many have confirmed, but he told me that there is a few that have confirmed that they are coming, and we have actually checked our security details to make sure that everything is in order. The main aim of the memorial service is so that people can breathe and stalk and celebrate the life of Dr. Morgan Tsvangirai.
Okay, thank you very much.
Maybe, Blessing, if you can come in there before we let you go. I know you we have made you overstay. You're welcome, but it's fine. You heard there from the people in South Africa saying they are hoping to have a memorial for the late Mr. Tsvangirai on South African soil. Are there any other messages that have come in that you are aware of? I know you spoke to the presidential spokesman, George Charamba, today. What did he say? How is the government handling this? They were called that Mr. Tsvangirai be made a national hero, but I understand there was a tweet that went out, but what's the government position from your view and also internationally?
I think to declare him a national hero, I don't think it's in ZANU-PF's DNA. That I don't think is going to happen. I mean, at least according to the sources that I've talked to, but they have said that they will accord him what is called a state-assisted funeral. They will be helping with the burial arrangements. Of course, in South Africa, where they want to have a memorial service, I think there are a number of Zimbabweans in South Africa. So I think it is a good thing. There have been also condolence messages coming from, you know, many parts of the world. The U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe and the British Embassy, they also sent condolence messages to the family. The Botswana government, the president of Kenya, Uhuru Kenyatta, also tweeted last night about his condolences. And you know, Tsvangirai was also very close to the likes of Ian Khama, the Botswana president, and also the Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga. And interestingly, you know, when Obama was elected as the first African-American president, Tsvangirai is one of the very few African leaders that he actually invited to the White House in 2009. And this is also the time that Tsvangirai was the prime minister. So Tsvangirai met President Obama, a privilege that was not extended to many. And at the same time, he also met the then secretary of that was Hillary Clinton, who was later to become President Trump.
Yes.
So you can see that he was a man who was respected across the globe, and he got two doctorate degrees, honorary ones, from universities and institutions in South Korea. And, you know, he was also at one time nominated twice for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2009 and 2010. He ironically lost to Obama in 2009. So, you know, that's part of his legacy. He was respected, you know, throughout the world.
I understand. Yes, and message, there's also a message from the European Union. He's saying he'll be remembered as a great trade unionist and courageous man who, as president of the MDC since its foundation in 1999, stood up for multi-party democracy and justice. So that's, and I also saw the Democratic Alliance in South Africa and COSATU
and
you know,
the EFF.
Trade unions. Mm-hmm. They're also coming in with their messages. Yes. And Marv, we also have another guest. Before we go to our video, we have a guest, Mr. Dan Moyo, the MDCT chair here in the United States. How are you, Mr. Moyo?
I'm well, thank you, and thank you for having me.
Yes, what can you say about the issue at hand?
Yeah, well, it is a great loss to our MDCT family and a great loss to the Zimbabwean community at large because Mr. President Richard Morgan Tsvangirai was an icon. He was a towering hero that stood up for the masses against a really oppressive regime. For the past two decades, he was at the forefront and really brought to light the atrocities and the non-democratic way that our country was being run. This is indeed a great loss to many of us who looked up to him for vision and leadership. To guide us in this struggle to bring democracy to Zimbabwe.
Yes, thank you very much. Ungabu bambe konapo.
I think we have a video also just describing the current situation, what's going on in South Africa. I'm hoping that it's Tsvangirai's brother.
Yeah, umfanekiso ositshengisa okwenzakala in South Africa.
It's actually his obituary, so let's go and take a look.
I recognize the honor you have bestowed on me. I know the depth of your feelings. And I know the nation's expectations. I promise to deliver a service in your name. I promise to lead from the front. And I promise to use all available resources and the willpower of the people to speak of this tyranny of Zimbabwe.
Mugabe, let ZANU-PF think that they will win it. But in the face of unfree and unfair conditions, I don't think the forthcoming election will be legitimate. It doesn't matter who wins.
I want to assure you that the people's victory is assured. In spite of the regime's attempts to subvert the people's will through other fraudulent activities that have been unearthed.
We in the MDC have resolved that we will no longer participate in this violent, illegitimate sham of an election process. The courageous people of Zimbabwe, of this country, and the people of the MDC have done everything humanly and democratically possible to deliver a new Zimbabwe under a new government.
I, Morgan Richard Tsvangirai, do swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Zimbabwe and observe the laws of Zimbabwe. So help me God.
We are hearing there from Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai just showing us a montage of his legacy, you know, starting from earlier on in his life to when there was the alliance. Blessing, let's go into the alliance. Mm-hmm. Where does it stand now with all this bickering that's within MDC?
I think, I mean, just talking to members of the alliance, Tendai BT, Professor Walsh Mincube, also Mr. Jacob Ngarufume and others. I think it's going to be difficult because the alliance had said Tsvangirai was their best foot forward. So the alliance, I don't know where it stands, because Tsvangirai was the leader, and it's not clear from the MDC who is going to lead. So I don't know. Maybe they will find their feet. Maybe, yes, maybe Honorable Kubalo might be useful there.
Mm-hmm. Let's go then to Makumalo.
Yes, what do you say, Honorable Kumalo, about the future of the MDCT in the alliance and the alliance?
Well, as the MDC party, President Morton Tsvangirai appointed President Chamisa as the vice president for the MDC alliance. And as you know, we have had three very successful rallies where all the alliance partners were there. We have had press statements from the alliance partners. There's a time where the alliance partners sent out a statement to say, when they were asked the question of succession, to say who is going to be their candidate if President Tsvangirai goes. They will have to make a decision with the alliance. So we cannot preempt here. But from what I've seen so far, if all these rallies that we have gone to are nothing to write home about, then alliance is a flop. But from pictures, do not lie. People are embracing the alliance. And the simple reason for them to embrace the alliance is that President Tsvangirai toured the whole of Zimbabwe, the 12 MDC provinces, consulting stakeholders on the resolutions, a mandate that was given by Congress of the Big Tent, Convergence, and the alliance. And the stakeholders gave their views, the advantages and disadvantages of the alliance. There was one demand which was unanimous in the 12 provinces that said the President Tsvangirai was supposed to be the presidential candidate of the alliance on condition of forming alliance. And that was done. So what is left now is we will hear from the spokesperson of the MDC alliance, President Walsh Mincube, to confirm on their way forward in terms of the alliance, but we are being represented by President Chamisa.
Tiri ipapo vamakumalo momboti gaga, iwo mubvunzo iwoyo nechishona kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yemubatanidzwa weMDC Alliance nekushaya kwavatsvangirai pari zvino, zvakamira sei?
Panyaya yemubatanidzwa weAlliance yeMDC inotumirwa nababa Tsvangirai. Baba Tsvangirai vakapa maVPs 8 mabasa okuita. VP Chamisa vakapuwa basa rokuti ndivo vanocheya Alliance. And alliance iyo yangagara ichicherwa naPresident Tsvangirai. Zviri kureva kuti vaita marali matatu muno muZimbabwe, asi munhu akabuda iyeye achiuya kumarali iwavo. Kana zvichireva kuti vanhu vakabuda ivavo havasi vanhu, hameno, because isusu maonero edu vanhu vakabuda neuwandu. Asi panyaya yekuti vachazvifambisa sei alliance, inini masimba iwawo handina kuti ndipupure. Asi baba President Walsh Mincube ndiye spokesperson wealliance. Ndinovimba kuti nekushaya kwaita President Tsvangirai, vachakupai maonero avo kuti vachazvifambisa sei. Isusu chatoziva ndechekuti paCongress baba Tsvangirai akapiwa mandate yekuti aite Big Tent, Convergence and Alliance. Ndo tendi ya rugeza utabatani zebani, tina mapati 7 akato batana. Kuti maZimbabwe ose kwete mapatano pikisa. Ngadi ise mpamusoro pamechete kutiti dise zani. Ndoza anga chieza. Anga zambuda ni alliance. Saka tuti chanzo wajishiba kupi kwa gani pati. Isuse batu na MDC mu alliance tunutunga mirwa na President Chamisa.
Aiwa, tinotenda Makumalo, regai tichibaibisa vatinavo mustudio pari zvino vakuda kuenda. Blessing ones, wazvataurwa naMakumalo, muchidimbu usati watisiya zvako, unozviona sei?
Like I said, I think it's important to talk to all three parties concerned because as I see it, they appear to be three factions in the MDC.
Which are?
The Mudzuri, the Kupe, and the Chavisa. So
yeah, go home, Mama. Come on.
Aye. Come be blessing that. In any my belief of media fraternity, since we do call yourselves fraternity and denying women and changing that name. Mm-hmm. Your role is to inform and educate.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing as beautiful when we are debating, basing our